With your friendly reminder that Fridays are awesome, this is CNN 10, and I'm Carl Azus. We thank you for watching this first Friday in February. Starting things off today, a glimpse of U.S. foreign policy as defined by the Biden administration. A nation's foreign policy is a plan for how it intends to interact with other countries. It's tailored to the international issues of the day, and when President Joe Biden spoke at the U.S. State Department on Thursday afternoon, he began by discussing his administration's view of America's role in the world.
American leadership must meet this new moment of advancing authoritarianism, including the growing ambitions of China to rival the United States and the determination of Russia to damage and disrupt our democracy. We must meet the new moment, accelerating global challenges, from the pandemic to the climate crisis to nuclear proliferation, challenging the will only to be solved by nations working together and in common. We can't do it alone.
Regarding Russia, President Biden said his administration agreed to extend a deal that limits the two nations' nuclear weapons, but he also said America would, quote, raise the cost on Russia if it interfered with U.S. elections, launched cyber attacks, or poisoned its own citizens. The president called China the most serious competitor to the U.S. and said America would confront the Asian country on its economic abuses and human rights attacks. But he also said the U.S. was ready to work with China when it's in America's interest. Regarding the recent military coup in Myanmar, the president called on the Burmese military to return to democracy and release the political prisoners it recently took. Concerning the civil war in Yemen, the president said America would end its support for an international effort to defeat the rebels who are fighting Yemen's government. And concerning immigration, the president said he'd significantly raise the limit on the number of refugees allowed into America. So a wide range of issues discussed in President Biden's speech. Holds the record for receiving the most snowfall in 24 hours. Crystal Mountain, Washington, Echo Summit, California, Silver Lake, Colorado, or Jay Peak, Vermont. In mid-April of 1921, Silver Lake received 75.8 inches of snow, giving it the all-time record in the lower 48. It's possible that a snowfall of 78 inches at a place called Camp 47, Alaska, broke that record in 1963, but not all climate scientists recognize that measurement. One thing they do recognize, though, is that a tremendous amount of snow fell on parts of New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania this week. A nor'easter hammered the region with heavy wind, flooding in coastal areas, as you just saw, and possibly record-breaking snow in northern New Jersey. As people dig out from that, forecasters say more winter weather could be on the way in the coming days. Snow in the northern U.S. is common, but CNN 10 contributor Tyler Malden explains why scientists say each snowflake is unique.
A snowflake, Carl, is a tiny weather feature that can pack a big punch. Take Boston in 2015. That was the snowiest winter on record, with a whopping 100 inches plus of snow. Situations like this make it hard to believe that no two snowflakes are alike. Most are made up of just one single ice crystal, while some more elaborate snowflakes are comprised of as many as 200 ice crystals fused together. All flakes do maintain a six-sided basic shape, though each one's arrangement of molecules differ. This makes each one unique, just like your fingerprints. Snowflakes are so diverse, in fact, meteorologists have an international classification system for them. It's broken down into mostly 8 principal crystal types, including dendrites, columns, and irregular forms. So what causes snowflakes to have their own personality of sorts? As we've previously learned, it's all about the temperature of the atmosphere the snow is falling through. The particle of ice has to fall through temperatures that are at or below freezing from the cloud all the way to the ground. No exceptions. It can be too warm for snow, but never too cold. Long needle-like crystals are likely to be seen at 23 degrees Fahrenheit. Extremely flat plate-like crystals tend to form when the temperature is around 5 degrees Fahrenheit. Each flake encounters an ever so slightly different temperature and humidity level on its journey to your yard. And that is what gives them character. The slight changes in the snowflake surroundings, Carl, cause the 6 arms to branch off in new directions or change shape, making each one different.
Lesser known Olympic sports. Steeplechase, the kind with people, not horses. Skateboarding, men's and women's street and park events are set to be in the Olympics for the first time this summer in Tokyo. Table tennis and soccer, they've been part of the games for a while. But there's a new sport called tech ball that combines elements of both ping pong and soccer. To play it, you've got to use your head, you can't use your hands, and organizers hope it too will one day be featured in the Olympics.
Our biggest goal was to get more female participation in the United States and throughout the globe. We had a lot of time to really sit down and kind of jot out exactly what our mission is going to be and exactly what we foresee with this club. And so from that, in months of work and planning, we were able to launch Bella Tech Ball Female, first all-female tech ball club in the world.
Founded in Budapest, Hungary, back in 2014. Over the course of time, it's grown and compounded via the power of social media and several notable athletes playing the sport across the world, to the point where our North Star right now is to be an Olympic sport by 2028. As part of that mission statement, we have launched Tech Ball here in LA and globally as well, where we have national Tech Ball federations across the world as of today, and basically Tech Ball clubs across the USA right now.
We want to see really a wave of a new era of a sport come to the United States. It's emerging and it's growing and spreading like wildfire already.
So would you describe that as high-tech or low-tech? Are the touches considered technical or tech-de-ball? Do servers go on the tech? Are hecklers called techlers? Are champions technicians? And do championships feature pyrotechnics? For the answers to all these questions, tech balls in your court. I'm Carl Azus. Today's show goes out to the Sargent Rehabilitation Center, our viewers watching in Warwick, Rhode Island. Thank you for watching, subscribing, and commenting at youtube.com/CNN10. That wraps up the week for CNN.